As people, we have always needed places and times, stories and traditions to help us to remember. Yes, they help us to recall the details of past events, but much more, they help us to understand something of who we are and from where we've come. And perhaps most importantly, how we should approach our future. And our scripture readings shed light on some of the reasons why remembering and remembrance is so fundamental to our individual and corporate lives. First of all, it is because it is about our history. And about its effect on who we are, and about our effect on what future's history will be. In our reading from the book of Joshua, the people of Israel had just crossed the River Jordan after their escape from slavery in Egypt and their 40-year journey through the wilderness. And 12 stones were lifted and taken from the riverbed to make a memorial on the far shore, a memorial to remind them and future generations about how God rescued, refined, and rehomed them. And that memorial would become a place of remembrance so that one generation could say to the next, "This is how we came to be here. This is where we crossed. This is who we are. This has been our experience of God's faithfulness." And it's similar to much of the symbolism in our time of remembrance. We are worshipping in a memorial church. And the poppies that we wear, the words of the tryst and the Kahima epitaph we recite, the last post, the silence, the reveille we hear, the war memorials we see, every symbol, action, word, place, tradition, they all point to our history, to what caused and what ended wars, and to the cost, all the figures and the numbers and the names. Every one of them with a story to tell. And those stories are our history. And that history is important to who we are, to what we are, and to how we wish to be. And secondly, remembrance is about our hearts. And about the hearts of those who came before us, the hearts of those who served to save at whatever the cost. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus is preparing his disciples for the fact that he was going to die. And our passage comes just after he had shared his last supper with them. Luke's Gospel gives us some more detail of the meal. In it, Jesus took some bread. And he gave thanks and he broke it and he said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup of wine. What he was doing was instituting an act of remembrance, something that Christians could follow into the future, a time when they could remember what he was about to do for them, for us, for all who had come to him in faith. So it was about the history that was about to become so very well documented. But it was also about so much more. Because it was about this idea that at the very heart of things is the heart. His heart. Jesus was about to die for them. And for us, because of his love for us. A love that would endure pain for us. A love that would receive the punishment that we deserve. A love that would pay the price our disobedience causes. A love that would even endure our occasional lack of response to it. And this is not sentimental or romantic or self-obsessed love. All the mentions about love Jesus made around that supper, John translated as agapo. The Latin translation of that is caritas. It's where we get the English charity from. Agapo is being full of goodwill towards others and to want the best for them, even at the cost of oneself. Agapo is benevolent and costly and sacrificial care. It is very, very practical. And it came to define what the Christian heart was supposed to be like and what the Christian life was supposed to look like. And it is a bit like this with our remembrance too. We are not just here as a reminder of something that happened in our history that we should be grateful for. It is about remembering the hearts of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. It is about their willingness to lay down their lives for others, for their agapo, their caritas, their sacrificial, visceral, practical love for their nation, for others, for something bigger than themselves. Finally, remembrance is about our honouring of those who came before. Jesus' command to those who were with him and to us was to love one another as he loved us. The command to receive the gift he was offering and then to live transformed lives because of it. Lives that would love as he loved. Lives that would give as he gave. Lives that would tell his story to generations to come. And again, there is a parallel with our act of remembrance. It is far more than a couple of minutes of silence once a year. It should echo through every minute and every hour and every day of freedom we enjoy in our nation. It should be a constant act of remembering and appreciating the cost our bravest and best have borne. And it should be a continual act of reflecting and acknowledging the sacrificial love they displayed. And it should be a consistent act of response on our part towards those we can help and serve and save each day. In Jesus' name and for his glory alone, Amen.